Last winter was the first time toxic algae in the ocean forced Oregon to close its Dungeness crab fishery. Scientists are just beginning to understand what triggers these conditions. As Jess Burns of EarthFix reports, a study this month from Oregon State University provides a rare peek below the waves.
The problem with studying toxic algae in the ocean is that you don't know to start looking for clues until the blooms are already underway. This past year, Oregon State scientist Xinying Du was in the right place at the right time. She had been taking algae counts and recording ocean conditions near Newport in the months before the toxins appeared.
Then that helped us to understand better about the causes of the bloom.
They were complex, a combination of water temperature, upwelling, and other factors. This new data could eventually lead to a way to predict toxic algae blooms, giving clam diggers, crabbers, and fishermen time to adjust to the dangerous conditions. I'm Jess Burns reporting.